We have a couple of different programs out there that I know that you'd like to talk about. One is how we go about using our friend Bucky back here to help us capture some of these folks that seem to want to go ahead and do a little hunting where they shouldn't be, or when they shouldn't be, or take more deer than they should.
Yes, we do use an artificial deer and a decoy deer that we call Bucky. And we use this in a case where we're really having a problem with them killing a lot of deer. And to save the deer, we use an artificial deer to let that hunter have the opportunity that's so inclined to shoot one off the road. Let him shoot that deer, and we feel like it saves the lives of a lot of deer. And also, we can pinpoint the time that we're going to be out there and hopefully stop that type of violation. This is a remote control deer. This is the remote device. And it works very well, and we always set it in a location where we can observe what's going on, and we'll have game wardens up and down the road to help us. And people will pull up there and look at this deer, and it may be a couple of guys in a truck, and they'll look at it and they'll say, "Look at that buck out there." "Yeah," I said, "shoot it." And he said, "That may be one of those decoys." And they'll talk about it a while, and we're close enough to hear it. And so after a while, one of them says, "No, I believe that's a decoy." I said, "Let's just go on down the road." And about the time they say that, well, we just kind of turn the head a little bit and let it look at them. And then they say, "Well, I think it moved," and we'll look back again, and we'll turn it back again. And then by that time, they can't stand it. So one of them will get the gun, and he'll shoot a couple of times, and he'll say, "You missed that deer." And he said, "No, I didn't." He said, "Yes, you did. Give me that gun." And so the other one will grab the gun, and he'll go to shooting. And, of course, we capture them about that time, walk out of the woods, and place them under arrest. So it's been a very successful time when we do that.
We've got a couple of other programs that help us deal with this type of offender. I'd like you to tell us about them right now.
We have two programs, or one program actually. It's Operation Game Thief, and the number to call is 1-800-792-GAME, G-A-M-E. And we pay a reward for people that turn in poachers, and we call it people that are stealing wildlife from us. It belongs to us.
That's right.
And when somebody kills one illegally and they don't do it by the rules and regulations, then actually they're stealing wildlife from you and me. And we do pay a reward. We keep it anonymous if somebody wants to call in and report a violation. And the main thing we need is a good description, direction of travel, license number if possible, so we can identify that person. And a lot of people want to help in conservation of game and to educate kids. The other thing that we have going on is the Texas Game Warden Association. And you can find out more about that. It's 1-800-322-TGWA. And what we do in that program is teach kids to hunt and fish. We give them hunter education course, and we expose them to the outdoors and how to be conservationists and how not to be game hogs. And we try to teach them why we harvest animals, not just for the killing and not just for the fun and the sport of it, but it's a way that we control the population and have good conservation measures. So both of those programs protect our wildlife.
Great. Well, Bill, I appreciate you being with us today.